You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, it's SME of the Week time, and we're taking a look at a local brewery. The brewery is based out of a small town in Darling in the Western Cape in South Africa. The company is called Darling Brewery, aptly named, and I'm joined on the line by the company's managing director, Tiavi Roos, to just get a sense of what the business does. Good evening, Tiavi. Thanks so much for taking the time. Darling is an interesting place to have a brewery. What's the history there?
Hi, Jimmy, and thank you very much for talking to me. The original founders, Kevin and Philippa Wood, did a little bit of an Africa tour, and I got introduced to the craft brewing industry during the tour. And they then decided that it's quite a grand idea to build a craft brewery. Originally in Darling, as a garage operation, if I can put it that way, where they brewed in plastic barrels their first brews, and very quickly realized that the potential of a craft beer is much bigger than what they could produce. Kevin and Philippa then started talking to other brewers that were already in possession of proper processing equipment, and they expanded the business then to contract manufacture with them. And that worked quite well for them until the point where their demand exceeded the contract manufacturer's own product portfolio and started getting trouble from the contract manufacturers to get product within time. And they then decided to invest into a bigger brewery or a professional craft brewery in town still. And in 2015, they've built the current brewery from where we operate and manufacture, in my opinion, the best beers in Africa. Most of the beer competitions will concur with what I'm stating now. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question, Tiavi, is how does one become Africa's most awarded brewery? What goes into what you make, and what is it that you make?
Well, I'll be dishonest to anybody if I say that a good experience with Alt SAB and working with them contributed significantly in training and exposure. So I come from an engineering background where I've worked with SAB for the first 10 and a half years of my career and been exposed quite well into the entire industry during that period of time. Associated with that was really good standards and processes that we've got taught in SAB. I moved then into basically equipment supply to the beverage industry, where I've then dealt with other international brewers like Heineken and Guinness. And during that period of time, I had the opportunity of seeing what was best in operations like SAB and in Heineken and Guinness best operations, and learn from the international players. In 2019, Mario, who was the biggest investor in the brewery here in Darling, requested me to come and have a look and see if we can help improve the operations, which I accepted. And the initial focus of myself was to really concentrate on getting consistent, good quality beer out of our operation, because my analysis at that stage indicated that the craft industry suffers from a perception that sometimes they do great beers and other times they do very poor quality beers. So consistency was really my focus, and getting the quality to the levels where I believe it should be.
Tiavi, speaking of quality and really good beers, you at Darling Brewery now make a gluten-free beer? Take me through that. How does that even happen?
We started off with a gluten-free lager, and it was driven by, can I say, the knowledge of people that cannot enjoy the wonderful golden fluids, which we call beer, due to gluten, can I say, intolerances. And we decided that we would venture into that to develop a gluten-free product. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it. There's different, fermentable sugars. The yeast process where you can use enzymes that take out your gluten component in the product. And we experimented extensively to find where you get a good quality product that are truly qualified as a gluten-free product, and we opted then for a production process that really allows us to get the best intrinsic values of the beer, while you have also the absolute guarantee that it will be gluten-free for the customer, yeah.
Divi, how do people get hold of you? Someone out there listening to the show who wants to try the gluten-free beer, wants to try anything else that Darling Brew has on offer. How do people place orders, reach out to you? Do they have to drive all the way to Darling?
No, fortunately not. Darling Brew is nationally available through our online platform and through Takealot. So probably the easiest or most convenient way is through Takealot or our online platform. Further to that, we have a warehouse in Johannesburg, and we supply to the major retailers, and most of them adopted the gluten-free range as part of their listings. And then, obviously, the best way to get it is at Darling Brew itself, here in Darling, where you can enjoy the hospitality of our taste room team. You can actually taste the gluten-free and other products if you want to venture into the other products, and you can have a look at our wonderful facility from which we operate here.
Divi, what next for the brewery? I mean, obviously being award-winning is one thing. Taking on other breweries in these competitions is something else. But what next do you guys have in mind to grow the brewery and take it to that next level?
We study the market quite extensively to understand exactly what's happening in South African and international trends. I mean, we are positioned. I have no other way of describing it. We are David against Goliath in the industry. So our volumes are very small compared to the bigger players in the industry. Our route to market is quite challenging. And that's really where the crux lie in driving a business is, number one, we need to get to a point where our route to market is optimized, where we have an attractive offering, where the bigger retailers will start driving the sales together with yourself, and then start developing strategic partnerships with your on-con consumption partners in the industry. They're really the people that have the opportunity of exposing new customers into your products and ensure that you have a far-reaching, can I say, experience base on which you extend your reach in the market. But yeah, focus on the route to market. We're also looking at the challenges that we find in the industry. We find currently that your glass packaging is the very, very expensive, packaging methodology, and we're looking at optimizing or driving better cost alternatives there. One of the options which you find in the industry as a growing market is canning, for instance. Canning also holds the benefit that it's actually quite environmentally friendly, which is one of the main pillars on which the Darling Brew portfolio and brand is founded or standing on. Also very proud to say that we're the only carbon neutral brewery in Africa, so it's quite an achievement that we try and focus on being a sustainable citizen in what we do here.
Divi, how does one become carbon neutral in the brewery space? I imagine there's a lot of components that go into the beer making process or just the brewery process in general. How do you manage to then achieve carbon neutrality but still produce really good quality products at the end of it?
There's a lot of different aspects to consider. It starts with your supply chain into your business and optimizing that, working with responsible partners in your supply chain. Then optimizing production processes, where you look at your energy consumptions, how to drive down energy, how to optimize conversion, because a big portion of your beer is water, and that is normally quite an important indicator in the efficiency of your operations and the, can I say, reduction of waste. We looked into our packaging practices to ensure that the packaging material is recyclable. And then on your waste, also, we not only try to reduce the waste from the brewery, but we, for instance, develop a beer grain crisp, which is produced from one of the byproducts of your brewing process. And it's actually a very, very nice product at the end of the day. It's very responsible from the way that we treat it, and it's quite healthy. It's got a higher fiber content than a normal crisp and 50% less fat, so it's quite healthy alternative to your traditional crisp that you get in the market.
Carbon neutral, gluten-free, but most importantly, 100% local. Give Darling Brew a shout for the next time you want to try something different. I think we'll leave it at that. TFV, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's TFV Roos, who is the managing director at Darling Brew. You can find them online at darlingbrew.co.za. They're available on Takealot. They're at Darling Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Next time you're looking to try something new, give them a shout.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.